Okay, Chovos Halvavos. We're getting back to Chovos Halvavos, away from the anomalous philosophical perek, which didn't really belong L'chayr in Shar Avodas Alokim, maybe in Shar HaYichud, or something like that. Al-Kuponim, this is the first year in Perek Chi, so we're moving back into Avodas Alokim, where the Nefesh has problems and the Seichel tries to solve them. Perek Tashi, first year in Perek Chi, Umra Nefesh, Vorhinachta Daiti. Okay, you calm me down. I'm relaxed. How am I relaxed? Vemesha Yeyashtoni, you put me in a state of Yush, Vlahasik Sod Hadover Hazeh, you allowed me to understand with your beautiful Mishalim, and you explain that you really can never understand the Hashgachas Hashem. Meaning, how it fits that people have Bechira and Atzas Hashem He Sokum is mind-boggling, and we could never be Yoved La'imek of how the two things could really coexist. Therefore, he says, I mean, what did he say at the end of the parak? His suggestion was to just ignore it, make believe, act. You know, you, as far as you know, you have Bechira to do whatever you want. You have no excuse. You're going to have to answer to the Abish to why you don't do what you're doing. Okay? And when things happen to you, you just accept them as Hashem's will, and you can't have tainus to Hashem. Those are the rules of the game, the Chavit HaBod said in the last parak. Hashem can have tainus to you, and you can't have tainus to Him. It doesn't sound fair, but who says life is fair? Okay, so thank you, the Nefesh says. I'm not going to waste time trying to figure it out. You can't figure it out. The Meshe Yeyashtani, you made me Yiyush Melahasik Sod HaDover HaZeh to understand the inner mechanics. And we explained, like, part of the problem is that one man's Hashgacha is another man's Bechira. So, like, how does it all fit? He has Bechira, but it's inevitable from your perspective. This is all. So it's all the Sod HaDover Machmas Adinos Adinuso. It's subtlety. It's subtlety. It's sensitivity and it's subtlety. So let's move on. Argale li. So now tell me, esod inyoni. So now tell me the secret of why I'm here in this world. Umatras yeshivasi ba'olam hazeh. Why am I here? What am I supposed to accomplish here exactly? In general, we talked about Avodas Elokim is based on Hakaras HaTov, is to express the Hakaras HaTov. But why did Hashem create people? Why does this whole setup exist? For Korev Lahavonosi, in addition, give me to understand somewhat Ofan HaHechrech VaHatzedek. What's Hechrech and what's Tzedek? Those were the words he used in the previous parak to refer to Hashgachas Hashem, Atzas Hashem, Hisokum, and Tzedek was a reference to Bechira, where Hashem's punishment and rewards are all Tzedek. So give me a little to understand B'tachlis HaKitzur Rav Shari, as little as possible, just so I should have some grasp, not of how it works, but just like how to act and what to do and what am I here for. V'al-yihi matzavi, and I don't want to go through life K'matzav mishalo yada ofan hatzlochoso. That I don't know what true success is. Right? People go and you ask them, what's success? So they, if you ask someone, how do you define success? So they'll make a whole list of things, and it has no bearing to true success. So I don't want to have that happen to me. And then he gives an extremely famous marshal of the Chavis HaLodis. And lo and behold, here it is. A very, very famous marshal that is quite famous. Fisha Shamati Alachat Hamalachim, he says, he goes through a whole story now. And the nimshal is obvious, as we'll see. I heard a story from a kingdom. Once upon a time, in one of the islands off the coast of India, Aysa Medina, there was this land, Sheskimu Anosheha, Lemanos Aleim Odom Zor B'chol Shana. So they agreed they're going to appoint as king a new king every year. They're going to take a person that's not aware of the Minhag HaMedina, they're going to take a stranger, and they're going to make him king for a day, king for a year, king for a year. And the Chasher Nishlemes Al Hashana, when the year's up, he's not going to know this. He's going to have such a good time that year. He's going to be the king. But after the year, they're going to knock on the door, and Mosiyim Osol Meyetzlam, and they're going to throw him out into the street. But Matzuk Shoyu Bolif Neiminuya. Maybe they won't throw him out in the street. Maybe they'll walk him out the door and smile at him and thank him. But they're going to put him in the situation that he was before he was appointed. And he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know. So, what happens here? The Arab B'chlal. The Arab B'chlal Mishamoshal Aleihem. And so this is what happened. So it happened. Adam Sheni Adeya Es Sodombo. So they appointed once. So the one they appointed a person who doesn't know what awaits him. So if he doesn't know and he thinks he's king, so Osaf Momon, Ubono Armonos, Visidon, he's a good king. He collects money. He puts it into the treasuries of the kingdom. If he's the king, he benefits. The Medina benefits. And he builds palaces, he paves the highways, he does everything. He doesn't export things, he keeps it all in-house. Why should he? He wants to build up the infrastructure and the wealth of this Medina. And Adarabba, not only didn't he send out anything, but he brought over everything he had. He brought over everything he had, because here's where he's being matzliach, and here's where he's living, and this is great. So he brings over everything. He closes up all his businesses everywhere else, and he brings everything over to here, where he's the king. At the end of the year, so they divested him of everything. He had to say goodbye to everything that he had built up, everything he had put into the treasury, everything he had built, all the palaces, all the highways, everything. Not only the new things that he built, but he even got separated from the things that he had brought over of his own wealth. Yeah. And right, and then he made it part of the infrastructure of the Medina, and now it's gone. He has to leave. So he didn't have anything. He's penniless now. He didn't take anything with him, and now he goes outside of the Medina. He doesn't have any businesses there. He closed everything up. There's nothing there. The Nishar Mitzta'er, and he's obviously Mitzta'er, the Doev, and he's so aggravated of all the work he put in. Al Ma'amotzov, the Hishtadluso, the Meshabona, the Osaf. Of our Lusulasso, and it's gone. Someone else got it. He benefited nothing from it. Like the whole year he spent working. Maybe he benefited a little from being king, but he was a very good king. He was working hard. He wanted to build everything up. He wanted to make sure that the trains run on time. He was working hard.
If I could ask.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, this is more of a logic issue, okay, that if you have the kind of scenario that you're speaking about, a kingdom, and every year they appoint a different king, some guy that doesn't know from this
system,
in this Medina.
Right.
Okay.
That's the story.
Hey,
that's what he's
talking
about.
I'm king. Okay.
Right.
And as you go along being king, and you get to see the records, and you get to see this and that, you know, I mean, you're king. You got to know some of this, and the, you know, you got to ask the defense minister questions, and you got to ask the foreign minister questions, and you got to ask this and that, and pretty soon you start putting together.
Yeah, maybe, but you know something? You know, I very good. Moshe Bert here is continuing the marshal of the Chavis Haldavas. And probably the answer is that people telling him, you know, used to be other kings here. And he's like, okay, but he figures it can't happen to me. I'm such a good king. And I'm like, I'm set up so well. Nobody said anything to him. Everybody's so happy he's king. They celebrated his coronation. They were so happy. He's going about his business. It doesn't look like everything's smooth. Let's move on.
I once took a job where I went for the interview. Yeah, we got some financial problems and blah, 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 blah. And I asked the question, are you in bankruptcy? Are you this, that, whatever? No. I got in, and it took me all of 1 hour. Okay, the first day on the job, I had to go into their safe.
So you were the second guy in the motion.
And
you're Moshe, you're we're in the middle of the story. Moshe, we're in the middle of the story. You're the second guy in the story. Meanwhile, we're talking about the first guy. We're talking about the guy that had the job before you. And he invested all of his money in their stocks. And then he found out. It's penny stocks, junk bonds. Okay. So he suspected maybe, and he sees, but he figures it's not going to happen to me. So he goes, and the nimshal's obvious. We could already start talking about it. The nimshal of bringing in Michutz Medina is that the person even is so involved in Olam Hazeh and in what he's doing that even the Torah mitzvahs that he does either has an ulterior motive, like he bashmutzes it, he makes it, he sullies it also with this Medina. Like it just gets lost in the process. That's the nimshal of bringing in Rechush Menachutz. Either maybe the nimshal is and takes the kaychus that Hashem gave him in his neshama, and then he focuses it in this amassing of wealth, or maybe it means even the Torah mitzvahs he does is Nishalo Lishma. So, and now he's Bacha Kachera, next. Shayosha Bene Anche Yosa Hamadina Adam Zor. But this fella is like Moshe Bert. He's a Baal Machshava, Utfuna. He's intelligent. He's saying, wait a second, he says. He stops and he thinks. He says, the Medina didn't start yesterday. He stops and he says, I'm not the first king. Now, obviously, must have been someone before me. So what happened to him? And why are they picking me? Like, I didn't do anything. So there must be more to the story here. He asks himself, like, why in the world are they picking me to be the king? V'chashen ismane aleihem. So it's not easy to find out. You have to hear the marshal and think of the nimshal. It's not easy to find out, because there's a lot of chitzonius. So it's not easy. So in the Chavis Halvavis' marshal, he makes a friend. He befriends someone. Yicheid echad mehem, the hate of lo, and he gets on his good side, because he wants to understand what's happening here. He can't figure it out himself, but he sees something fishy. So he befriends someone, the hate of lo, v'shgiach olav, and he's the king. So he could do what he wants. So he befriends that person, he gives him a salary, he's good to him, and then he says to him, tell me, what's going on here? There's something fishy going on. And this guy tells him. In other words, though there are those that know. This is what part of the Chavis Halavos' story. There are those that know. There are Toshavim that know, and they know the score, and they understand what's going on, and they're in charge. They're there, so they know what goes on every year. But they don't tell. It's not open. It's not in the headlines. It's right? Everything seems to be going in a normal pattern. So this king chaps that something's fishy. It can't be the way it is. It just doesn't make any sense. But he maybe on his own, he can't. Wow. This is all temporary for 1 year. Could that be? Like, what's going to be after the year? Like, so he finds a friend that's on the inside, and he befriends him, and he plies him, maybe plies him with liquor, I don't know, with money, with liquor, and he tells him the secret. The Gila lo in yonam the sodom b'shitosim bo. And he tells him the whole secret. So he hears the secret, v'chasha yoda alayam mezos, when he finds out, so he doesn't, you see, like I like what Moshe Bert made, so a very good point. The other person maybe, yeah, he figured something's fishy, but then he had suspicions, but the lure of being the king just pulled him away, and he didn't properly investigate. I think Moshe Bert is very right, that he had to suspect something too. And the others are not making up a stupid story. He probably suspected something too, but he let the geschmackheit of being king and it seemed so unreal that it wouldn't continue because it's going so well and he's a very good king. And they like him and they cheer for him and like, you can't imagine it's going to stop. But this person, the second person, you have to look at the marshal of the Chavit HaLodas. He has to get to the bottom of it. Like he has no rest. He's just not the menucha. He can't accept this. And he befriends someone. He does like a trick. He fools them. He actually goes over the head of the townspeople. You could even ask the question: was the person allowed to tell him? Maybe it was a sod. You're not allowed to tell a sod. But he befriends someone. The stomach, because the love is marshal, would not be that it's usher. So he befriends someone. Maybe he's telling you other about how you have to find out. You have to go to the chachamim that know the reality, and you have to befriend them, and you have to ask them, and they tell you. And as unreal as it sounds, but they live here, so they it's reality. You can't believe it, but they're here and they know the reality. So once they told him that, so he didn't fall into the trap of just going about his business, or being the Aish, or saying, let me eat and drink because I only have 3 months left for my term of duty, but rather, lo asak b'mu'uma, he didn't do anything like the first person. He didn't worry about the highways. He said, I'll let the highways worry about themselves. He didn't worry about the palaces. He says, I'll let the palaces worry about themselves. What am I going to meshugana? I'm going to spend my time that I have here a year. I'm going to spend it building up an infrastructure for them, and then they're going to sit and boot me out of here. And that's what I spent my energies and my kaychis and my intelligence and my... I'm out of my mind. Nothing. He didn't do anything. Let them all go jump in the lake, he said to himself. What am I, nuts? Ela Torach and Adarabba. He pulled a fast one on them. Was he Yoyd Gzela in the story? Probably not. He's a king. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. So he starts exporting things. And he starts embezzling, you'd call it, but he's the king. He's not embezzling. He starts taking the money. And he starts setting up businesses outside the Medina. And he starts putting it into Swiss accounts. And you know, he doesn't want to make a tumult. Maybe they'll stop him if they find out. I don't know. But that's what he does. He doesn't build palaces for these jerks who are going to throw him out on his head in a few months. So he takes money and he prepares Vinishtada Lohotzi called Dover Choshev. He takes everything Choshev in that Medina, the Medina Acheres. He exports it. Like those Swiss accounts. Vinosan Sugulosov and all of the treasures and all of the good things that he likes, the Chafetz and the Chashuvim, the Mokomacher, the Lonifte, a very beautiful marshal. He didn't become seduced. Lamashim Achabdim Umaromim also. You know, you wake up in the morning and he says, oh, the king, good morning, king, how are you, king? So you start to believe it. I'm the king. It's mine, all mine. But this guy kept his eye on the eight ball, as we say, and he let them cheer for him and clap for him, and he knows it's all a joke, it's all a mirage. It's not going to last. He has his friend that told him the secret, and this whole thing is like a joke. So he lo nispata l'meshe mechabdim u'meromim moso, and everybody's cheering and clapping, and there's headlines about him, and they're writing him up in the magazines, what a wonderful king he is. And now the Chavos HaLevavos examines this guy's psychological profile. He says, "V'ha yisharui bein hadaiga v'hasimcha v'meshech shehusu b'medina." He becomes a little schizophrenic because he's happy and he's sad. He's sad, he's worried. He's worried and he's happy. Da'agoso, he's worried because every minute that goes by, he's one step closer to out of here. And, you know, as much as he can export, there's a limit. He can't make it. He's limited. He can't just do everything. So he knows that he's only here a year and then he's going to have his whole life to live outside the Medina. But there's a limit. Maybe there's a limit to how much he can load onto a boat. Maybe the Swiss account, the bank, has a limit how much you can deposit each day, right? Maybe he's bound by certain rules. So he's limited. So he's a little depressed about his limitation. And, you know, every day he goes, oh man, one more day went by. How much money did I put into my Swiss accounts yesterday? Why didn't I do more? I got to do more today. And meanwhile, the And he starts to think, you know, at this rate, I'm not going to have enough. It's ridiculous. As smart as I think I am, I'm not doing enough. Why didn't I do more? Oh my goodness. So he's depressed about that. The Ilu Orach Shifter boy, he says, maybe they'll let me stay an extra month. Oh man. Hayamosav al kach, I could send out more stuff. But he's happy also. He's happy because this is a temporary position. So every minute that goes by, he's going to go to the real place, to the place where he's going to live it up. This is a joke. This is a mirage. So he's a little schizophrenic. On one hand, every day that goes by, he says, what an idiot I am. I should have stayed. Why did I sleep 6 hours last night? I could have slept 5 hours. And that sixth hour, I could have wired another $1 million to a Swiss account. Why didn't I could have set up a dummy corporation. I could have, outside the Medina. On the other hand, every day that goes by, he says, Baruch Hashem, soon I'm going to be out of here. Like this whole thing is much too much pressure for me, and the whole thing is temporary, and it's not real. The whole thing's a mirage. That's what my friend told me. And he has experience. He's been here. He knows. So I can't wait to get to the real place. The place is a joke. It's a mirage. So he's like depressed and he's happy. Like part of him can't wait to leave. And part of him is looking at the clock, berating himself for not exporting more things. He knows he's, you know, when is he going to get to the place where he stored up his Swiss accounts and his corporations and everything that he's doing? The established by him, and there he'll be able to use it. Here, it's just like he's just using this to siphon off the money and send it to where it really counts. There, the established by him, both funny to Aliyosov, the Sugay to Anugosov, the Yishiva Das, the Nefeshketa, the Matzav Tmidi. There, he's going to live it up. So every day that goes by, he's a little depressed and he's a little happy. He's mixed up. Depressed because it's one step closer to being thrown out of here, and I could have done more, and he's happy because he's finally going to get out of this place and go to the place where everything's stored up and he could start using it. So time's up, knock on the door, he gives a big smile, he's happy, he knows he's stored up all these things, Chutz LeMedina. So they come in and they say, "We're sorry, you have to leave now." And he smiles at them and says, "Great, let's go, I'm ready." Lo idigoso yitzioso misham. Yeah, he doesn't care. He knows what's waiting for him. They look at him like a meshugana. But he has the last laugh. He knows what's waiting for them, so he's thrilled. Elamir lekach. And he goes, let's go, hurry up. You're going to throw me onto a ship and ship me out of here? Let's go, quick, let's go, I can't wait. He's laughing, he's smiling. Moda al terchoso, he himself is like thrilled with what he has done this past year, all the hard work he put in. He could have relaxed in his easy chair and been the king, sipping pina coladas, you know, watching 277 channels. right, with that thing there. And instead, he was working the whole time. But he's happy. He's thrilled. Mishabech has pu'uloso. He thinks he's like the greatest guy in the world. He's in such a good mood. He's Mishabech himself. I'm not sure what the Chavis HaLovas here is. There's an imshul here. I looked in all the Mepharshim, Chavis HaLovas. They didn't explain it. Like, what's this point that he's Mishabech himself? That he feels good about himself? You know, it's a little strange to me that phrase. He's Mishabech himself. Mishabech, he himself is Mishabech himself. Yeah.
So that calls man that he still has the obligation to wire stuff out.
No obligation.
So then he has a diet.
We're not talking about a guy without obligations.
We're
talking about a guy who found out a secret and has common sense. No obligations, common sense.
Suppose now that he has the opportunity to wire stuff out, so he feels an anxiety that he has to do it.
Yeah.
Now he no longer has that opportunity.
No, I understand why he's happy. The Nakuda that he himself is Mishabeach himself. It's strange. All right. What's bothering me is not. I was okay with the happy. Mishabeach is cool muscles.
Raise hell on the salad.
What?
Why do you say that pasuk? Raise hell on the salad.
What?
Pasuk. But raise hell on the salad. Why?
You're right. There's something to that.
I think a person should feel prideful if he can keep his eye on the.
For sure. People. Okay. Listen, there's no one's going to be bothered by what I'm bothered by. V'holach l'shefa tova, and he went to this great matzav, u'mamad mitzuyan, v'kovot shalem, v'simcha, v'mushekes, v'nene b'shnei ha-matzavim. And he really lived it up in both places. Because the other guy couldn't really enjoy life. He was building from morning to night, investing, building the palaces, paving the highways, worrying about the GNP, worrying about, like, you know, he had the whole Medina on his head, and he was like into being king. So, and then they threw him out. This guy, you know, you assume, Chavis HaLovas says, he was busy exporting. But, you know, he's slunk in a pina colada here and there also. Nothing wrong. So, Nene B'Shnei HaMatzavim, he enjoyed both places. Or he wasn't in a bad mood in that place. He was in a good mood. He knew everything he did in the Nimshal, of course, right? Everything you do to survive and exist in this world can be turned into a mitzvah like that. So it's very easy to end up in the Chavis HaLovas' world. It's very easy to end up with the best of both worlds. You just need one little thought that you're doing it l'shem shemayim. Oh yeah, okay, it has to be true. Oh well, yeah. The hisik tikfaso b'shnei ha'olamos. And I was just talking to someone how he has to appreciate what his wife does for him. So I said, yeah, he needs to tell her. I said, you know, and it would help if you meant it. It would help if you meant it. I said, but the evidence, even if you don't mean it, you should say it. But it certainly would be good if you meant it, because you should mean it. So, like, what's wrong? Okay. And now the nefesh comes to the point. Now this is what's amazing in the Chavis HaLovas. This is mamash amazing. You have to hear this, Rav Olsai. The nefesh is talking, and it's saying the mashal. So it knows the mashal. It knows, right? He could say it over, he could stand here where I'm sitting, and he could say over the whole story and the nimshal and the mashal, and he knows everything. And now he's turning to the seichel and he's saying, help me, because I know it, and I know I know it, and I know I know I know it, and I'm afraid I'm going to end up like everyone else. I'm going to end up like the first guy, not like the second guy. After he said over the story, he's saying, help me, I don't want to end up like the first guy. And I could, it's obviously very easy to end up like the first guy, even when you just sent over the story. So he says, Vani Chosheshes, this is the Nefesh talking. Shei matzavi kematzav asochol asher sovol b'shnei ha'olamos. He worked and because he imported everything from there. He took the ruchnius that he had, the kaitos he had, and the Torah mitzvahs. The hifs of shnei amakomos. V'chiven shehetiv li Hashem boch. You gotta listen. The kaitos ha'olamos is a risha. He says, since Hashem did me the great favor of giving me such a good friend, such as you, Mr. Seichel, it's a wonderful chesed Hashem did. I could have just been out there like other people, but Hashem gave me a good chavrusa. Hashem gave me you as a chavrusa. Hatedly Hashem bach. So I have to take advantage of this thing Hashem did for me. Hadvicheni, teach me, upakach einai al matzovi, and then amazing words, because he just said the story. And he's telling the Seichel, you gotta take a 2x4 and hit me over the head with it. Because or else I'm gonna be like the first guy. Upakach einai al matzovi, kefisha hikarto misodin yoni doifanat slochosi. You know how to do it and what to do. And what the secret is, and how not to be like the first guy. So tell me and teach me. Hashem did me this great favor that He gave me you as my friend. So I'm coming to you now. And in the Nimshel, remember, the guy found a friend. In the Moshel, the guy found a friend, and he plied him with favors. And he said, "You got to tell me the secret. What's going on here? This doesn't make any sense." So that's what this Nefesh is saying to the Sefer now. Hashem did you this great favor. He sent me a good friend. I just told you the story, but I am going to end up, I'm afraid, like the first guy, not like the second guy. You got to help me out here. We got to do something about this.